It will be a massive undertaking for Belmont University to host the final presidential debate of 2020. The university has done this once before and drew widespread praise in 2008, but WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the high-stakes debate will be another test for university leaders.
The campus is on a hot streak, having hosted a major tennis cup, nationally broadcast music events, and high-profile guest speakers. It's given Belmont and its 6,500 students a reputation that even two polar opposite politicians can agree on.
Belmont makes good things happen. Belmont makes history happen.
I think Belmont should be the little university who could.
That's Congressman Jim Cooper and Senator Marsha Blackburn at last week's sudden announcement about the debate. University President Bob Fisher calls the first one in 2008 a transformative moment.
It's kind of the best feeling I've ever had at Belmont was the way our faculty, our staff, and our students pulled together to make that such a success. It was almost like a team building session, except it was way beyond any trust falls you could ever imagine.
Andy says Belmont wouldn't have applied again if unprepared. So what goes into it? Safety precautions for the candidates and the attendees, which Fisher says will need more focus than a decade ago. And then he points to a rendering of how the debate will look on campus. There are flags, banners, a gaggle of TV trucks, a huge media tent, and a row of live broadcast studios. Much of this is arranged right on top of the central lawns, which Fisher says are usually off limits.
I mean, this will harm the grass, but we'll resod it immediately. You got to know I'm into this if we're going to put it on the lawn.
He's only partly joking. But inside those tents, there are big tech needs for hundreds of media outlets. And once the debate begins, with 60 to 80 million viewers, the pressure will be on.
This event cannot be interrupted. It just, you know, if something went wrong and we're playing a basketball game, we'll play it the next night. That's not an option with the debates.
Meanwhile, Belmont's provost expects to build out an entire semester of programming. Last time, the university held more than 100 debate-related events. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.